March of the Machine. Nick Wrightfield. After graduating from university in Toronto, I started working for a trading company. This means I have to live and work in various cities. My first post was in New York, a city famous for its office buildings, stores, and nightlife. In my free time, I love to walk around and search for stores selling interesting items. Even into the night, I would wander from store to store. Then after 2 years, I moved to Tokyo. My first impression of Tokyo was that it is a busy city very similar to New York. However, on the first day when I took a nighttime walk down the streets of Shinjuku, I noticed a difference. Among the crowds of workers and shoppers, I found rows of brightly lit vending machines giving off a candy-colored light. In New York, most vending machines are located in office buildings or subway stations. But I never imagined lines of vending machines standing like soldiers on almost every street selling coffee, juice, and even noodles 24 hours a day. As I stood in Shinjuku, I thought about Vancouver, where I was born and raised. To me, it was a great city, but having experienced city life in New York and Tokyo, I have to admit how little I knew back in Vancouver. As I was thinking about my life so far, it began to rain. I was about to run to a convenience store when I noticed an umbrella vending machine. Saved. Then I thought perhaps as technology improves, we will be able to buy everything from machines. Will machines replace convenience stores? Will machines replace salespeople like me? I didn't sleep well that night. Was it jet lag or something else?